Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on your bedside table, ready to tell you a story of my travels around the world, where I go every evening to sit on the bedside table of every child in the world, listening to their stories, listening to their life. Last night I was with a girl called Rochelle, and Rochelle was kind of a very demanding young lady, and people found it very difficult to like her. But Rochelle was really a very nice girl. Rochelle would oftentimes do things for her mother and not say anything about it. She would go and do things for her father. She'd polish his shoes and not say anything about it. She would go and pick up clothing that was lying around the house and not say anything about it. But when she was dealing with the rest of the children, the rest of the children would say, "Rochelle, do this, Rochelle, do that." And she'd say, "Ha, ha, ha, ha." And she was very unlovable. she would tell them, "You just do it yourself. I don't have to do your chores." And they were very angry with Rochelle. Not because she wouldn't do what they asked her to do, but it was the attitude that she had. And the attitude was that, "I don't have to do these things. What does that mean to me? You know, I don't like that." And so she became very unlovable in their eyes. And then one day, Rochelle was playing outside, and she heard a scream from in the house. And all the children were in the house. And Rochelle ran in the house and saw that the iron had fallen off of the ironing board and was on the floor, and it was causing it to start on fire. The heat of the iron on the plastic and so forth was smoking and making a big mess. And Rochelle's mother had just left the room, and she came back in the same time Rochelle did. And Rochelle jumped to the ironing board, pulled out the plug, and lifted the iron off of the floor, off of the plastic bags and the paper. And then she went to the sink and she got a pan of water, and she sprinkled the water over the fire, not dumped it on it, just sprinkled it, shush, 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 and in no time, everything was under control. And all the children looked at Rochelle and said, "Wow." And the mother looked at Rochelle and said, "Wow." And Rochelle looked at Rochelle and said, "Wow." Well, that evening at supper time, as everyone was sitting around the table, Mother said to Dad, "Do you know what Rochelle did today? All of us were in a panic, and Rochelle came in and took control. She unplugged the iron. She picked it up off the floor. She put it in its proper place, and she took a bucket of water, and she splashed it on the fire, and it was out in no time with no damage done. Rochelle is just a miracle girl." And Father said, "Is that the first time you noticed that? Rochelle has been a miracle girl from the time she was born. Rochelle puts away the toys of all the rest of the children when they don't put the toys away when they're not around. Rochelle picks up the clothing of everybody. I've seen her do this. She picks up people's clothing and nicely puts it in their closet or hangs it away or folds it in the drawer if it's still clean or puts it in the laundry if it's ready to get you washed. Rochelle goes into the kitchen, and after everybody leaves, she straightens everything out very quickly, and when everybody comes back, they don't even notice that it hadn't been straightened out before. And after everyone is in the living room watching TV, Rochelle goes into the dining room very quietly, and she looks at the dining room table where her sisters had set the table, and she sees the knives and forks sort of askew, and she straightens them all out, lovingly saying nothing, always saying nothing." You know, the family took a new look at Rochelle. Rochelle took a new look at herself, too. And the family said, "You know, Rochelle, you don't have to be upset with other people when they ask you to do something. You just tell them, let me work with you. Let me show you how. And rather than, I won't do that, you become unlovable. And when you're unlovable, nobody wants to be around you. Even when you're such a good girl like you are, Rochelle, you always do lovely things and you always do them quietly so that no one knows that you've done it. But, Dad, I don't know how else to do it. Well, Rochelle, let's practice. Okay, Margie, ask Rochelle to do something. Well, what should I ask her to do? Well, ask her to do anything you think of something. Ask her to sweep the floor. Rochelle, go sweep the floor. Now, Rochelle, you turn around and you ask Margie about the floor. Rochelle, go ahead now. Tell Margie what you'd like her to do. Margie, would you like to see the floor beautiful and clean? Would you like to see how nice it looks when all the dust is swept away and everything is put away and it's all in the dustpan and into the trash can? How do you do that? Margie said. Well, come on, Margie, let me show you. And so Rochelle showed her, and Margie said, oh, this is fun. And Rochelle said, yes, it is, isn't it? You know, Margie, I learned a lesson, and you learned a lesson too, but it doesn't matter about your lesson. I learned a lesson, and I learned a lesson that it is so nice to be gentle and loving whenever you do anything. And Margie says, oh, Rochelle, I love you. And all the family shouted out, Rochelle, you are super. And then they went to eat. Hey, look at there. See that? There comes Mr. Sandman coming right through the door with his bag of pixie dust. And he's going to drop that pixie dust into the eyes of all of you wonderful children. Now, grab your mommies, your daddies, and snuggle and huggle them and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And slide under the covers. Now, Mommy, you tuck her under the covers and make sure she's sound and comfy. And Daddy, give her a big smooch on the lips. And Mommy, give her a big smooch on the lips and say, I love you. And there is Mr. Sandman now, sprinkling his pixie dust all over her for having sweet, happy dreams, loving thoughts, and always remembering. It is so wonderful when you can be lovable. Have a good night. I'll see you another time. This is Mr. Candle, and I go all over the world, and I'll be back again. So you have a good night's sleep, and be happy and joyous, and remember, I love you. I love you. I love you.